I had the privilege to encapsulate our series 24/7. This is a Lordship series. And for some of us, as Christians, we have to be a Christian 24/7. We have to be a disciple of Christ 24/7. Okay? Hindi lang sa umaga, hindi lang sa hapon, tanghali, gabi. We have to be His follower. Alright? From Monday up to Sunday. Dapat follower niya tayo, hindi lang Monday to Saturday. Pagdating sa man, pag kuminsan nagiging follower lang tayo pag Sunday, pag nag-worship na tayo, and then Monday babalik ka na ulit sa bisyo mo, babalik ka na ulit sa buhay mo. Hindi ganon. We have to be His follower 24/7. And for 4 weeks we've talked about these things. Number week 1 is obedience. So maybe you were here the first time of this series. Good. Okay, yung may iba wala. Okay. Second is cause to follow. As follower of Jesus Christ, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, we have to be obedient to His word, to His words, and then there's a cost. When you say, I want to follow Jesus, there's some cost that you need to give up. All right? It's not for free. Following Jesus is not for free, but there's a cost that you need to give up. And of course, forgiveness. And as part of being a disciple of Jesus Christ, learn how to let go of our hurts, of unforgiveness. Whom we hear, may katabi ka, mukhang bitter. Okay, mukhang bitter. May nagtaas ng kamay, nakita ko yon. Alright? And for today, I'm gonna be talking about discipleship. So, I want to invite everyone to please stand up in reverence to His word. In Matthew 28, verse 18, it says, "And Jesus came and said to them, All authority, say authority, in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the very end of the age." Father, I thank you, Lord, for this night. Lord, bless the preaching of your word. I pray, God, for all of us here that we would understand what Lordship is all about, that we can pour our life into this, Lord, because there's something greater that you have in store in your Lordship. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Thank you for standing. You can take your seat now. Alright, who among you here na-try mo nang magbilin ng isang importanteng mensahe sa isang importanteng tao? Na-try mo na? Na-try nyo nang magbilin? Or na-try mo na rin makareceive ng bilin? Di ba? Maybe yung lola mo, yung parents mo nagbilin sa'yo, yung kaibigan mo nagbilin sa'yo. And have you ever experienced itong scenario na to na, for example, yung lola mo, nagbilin siya sa'yo, "Apo, may bibilin ako sa'yo, mamamatay na ako ngayon. And then, alam mo, mayroon akong nireserve na kayamanan para sa'yo, apo. At itong kayamanan na to, excited ka na, kayamanan to, itong kayamanan na to, ay nakatago sa..." Biglang nawala na yung lola mo. What would you feel? What would you do? You're gonna cry, right? Maybe for some of you will cry because not because your lola died, but because wala yung ano, nasa inyong treasure. Hindi ko alam kung nasaan. And I want us to know, we've been receiving some instructions. We've been giving some instruction to our close friends. And for some of you here, yung mga instruction na yun, hindi mo lang sinasabi kung kani-kanino lang. Tama. Sinasabi mo sa mga close na tao, sinasabi mo na sa mga taong mapagkakatiwala mo. Sino sa hindi to, yung katabi mo, mukhang mapagkakatiwalaan. Okay? Or mukhang hindi, parang walang katiwa-tiwala yung, kaya hindi siya nabibigyan ng instruction. I want us to know that when it comes to Jesus, He also has given this instruction, not just to anyone else, not just to somebody else, but to His disciples. And whom we hear, you are a disciple. Raise your hand. Good. Because you know why? Ask me why. Because this instruction is for you as well. If you call yourself a disciple, this is for you. I'm talking to you as well. When Jesus said this message to His disciples, I believe hindi lang to para sa disciples niya in His time, in the New Testament time, but I believe it is still today. Why? Because we are His disciples. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, you are a disciple. Okay? In verse 18 said, "And Jesus came and said to them, All authority." Say authority. You know what? Jesus has given us this authority. Who may hear, anak ka ng presidente ngayon? Okay, or imagine yourself. Imagine nyo lang, you are the son of the president. What would you feel? What would you do? Basically, you will do anything, right? For some of us, siguro yung mga iba sa atin dito, anything, any good, or bad, you're gonna do it. But I want you to know that in Jesus, He's not just the president. He's more than the president. Why? Because He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Okay? And now basically, He has given us this authority, not just as a president, but as someone higher in position. So pag meron kang authority na to, huwag mong baliwalain to. Because this is something else. This is something greater. When you share the word of God with authority, dapat may authority yung pag-share mo. Huwag lang, classmates, you know about Jesus ba yun? Hindi ka pa sigurado kung sino yung sinishare mo. You share with authority. Come on. Come on now. You share with passion. Why? Because the one who's sending you is not just somebody else, but it's Jesus. Are you here tonight? Okay, that's why you share with authority. I remember, I had this ministry partner in my team. She is in the Gupan, and she is a doctor. Every time I would visit her, she would always carry me to the ICU of the hospital, and I'm gonna lay my hands and pray for the sick. Okay, minsan dinadala niya ako sa dialysis, sa ICU part. And then there, I remember one time, I was praying for this lady who is suffering an asthma at the same time. Na-possess siya. Okay, ng evil spirit, di ba? Ano yung tsuran possess? Huwag niyong gagawin. Hindi kayo possess ngayon. Okay, and imagine that. Pagpunta namin doon sa ICU na yun, talagang nagko-convulse siya. Talagang she's acting differently. Gumagano-ganon siya. So what I did, everybody's afraid. What I did, I just pray in the name of Jesus. I had, because I realized that I have that authority in Jesus. So I said, Lord, I pray for peace. I pray for peace and calmness. At pinatulog ko siya. You sleep. Sabi ko, tumulog nga siya. And after 1 week, my ministry partner texted me. Sabi niya ganun, nakita ko yung pinag-pray natin and hindi niya na alam yung nangyari sa kanya. She is well. Okay? But why? Because we were able to pray for her with the authority of God. I want you to know that you have that authority. When you pray for the sick, wag mo lang pag-pray na, for example, sick yung family member mo, tapos pag-pray ko ba to? Oo, pag-pray mo siya. Baka mamatay na eh. Kailangan mo na siya pag-pray. And you pray with authority. Don't just pray, Lord, I pray sana gumaling siya. Sana mawala yung lagnat niya. No! You speak, Lord, I declare healing. For some of you will be praying for possessed people, you speak with authority. Because you are standing and you have that authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here today?
Yes.
It says, we go with the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are being sent there, not just alone, but you have that authority with God. Are you here? Okay, in verse 19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. The word disciples here, sometimes we confuse this. Sometimes we equate disciples as just being, kumisan yung mga, we are making not a disciple, but a good Christian. Kumisan ganun tayo eh. And I want us to know that we should be a disciple, not a good Christian, not just a good Christian. I'm glad that we are Christians, but we are called not just to be good Christians, but to be a disciple. And I want us to know in New Testament, the word Christian is just mentioned twice, and then the word disciple is 30 times. So as a Christian, we have to be a follower. For some of us kasi, ang niisip natin, okay lang, part naman ako ng ministry. Nagsiserve naman ako in the church. So, okay na ako. Kahit na hindi na ako mag-disciple. No, that's not the goal. The goal is not just to be good Christians, but to be a disciple and a disciple maker. Are you listening? Yun yung goal. And as a music director in our church, parati kong nire-remind yung mga musician namin that, hey guys, you're not just a musician, but you're a disciple maker. Okay? We're not just here to make good Christian or good musician, but we are here to make a disciple who is a musician. Are you here? Just last night, while going from Fort to Mega Mall, and sumabay ako sa isang campus missionary natin doon with his wife and friend. So we're four. So they will go back to their place in Kawayan, May Kawayan, and it would take, I think, 12 hours drive. So from the Fort Market, drinap off nila ako sa Mega Mall. And then they will go to Cabao. So while on our way, grabe pala yung traffic, no? Ganun katindi. It's like 7 p.m. in the evening. And then it took us hours to really go to Cubao pala. Ano pa lang yun, ha? Mega Mall pa lang yun, ha? And then while on the way, the driver was so angry. He's so bitter. Okay? You know what I just did? I engaged him. I started the conversation, and basically he's giving his frustration in life. And sabi ko, Lord, this is it. Nag-open na siya. So we start to share Romans 6:23. How many of you know Romans 6:23? For God so loved? No, it's not. For the wages of sin is? Dead. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And I shared that. And I also shared Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And nung sinabi ko yun, hindi naman ako ganun kasamang tao eh. Mabait naman ako eh. You know what? Sabi ko, lahat po tayo nagkasala. Lahat po tayo, wala pong exempted sa kasalanan. Oo, totoo yan. Pero ako, okay naman ako eh. Hindi naman ako masamang tao eh. Sabi ko sa kanya, Manong, anong pagkakaiba ng isang magnanakaw sa isang sinungaling? Yung magnanakaw, grabe talaga yun. Magnanakaw yun eh. Oo, hindi totoo. Sarcastic talaga. Pero, yung mabait, okay lang yun. Mabait tuloy. Sinungaling, okay lang yun. Sinungaling lang naman eh. And sabi ko, Manong, anong pagkakaiba ng magnanakaw ng 1 million sa magnanakaw ng piso? Yung magnanakaw 1 million, 1 million yun. Grabe, matindi yun. Pero yung piso, ano lang yun? Manong, anong similarities nila? Kasalanan. You know what? Sa mata ni God, malaki man yung kasalanan, maliit, kasalanan pa rin yun. At lang tayo magsasuffer ng consequences ng sin, which is death. Oo nga no, napaganon siya. And right then and there, I prayed for him and he accepted Christ, Jesus as Lord and Savior. You know what, guys? You know what? We are not just here to be good Christians. Pwede naman akong, grabe naman itong mga ito, ang bitter naman. Pwede naman akong gumanon eh, di ba? But I realized that I'm a disciple. And as a disciple of Christ, sharing the word of God would come out naturally. It's like an organic lang yon, natural lang yon. Kahit na sinong kasama mo, mapa-classmate mo, pagdating mo sa school nyo, katabi mo yung bitter na katabi mo, anong gagawin mo? Grabe naman to eh. Gaganoy mo ba siya? No, you minister to him. You minister to her. You know what? God loves you. Diba? O yung mga taong tinitis ka, diba? You disciple them. Are you here? We are called to make disciples, and we are called to be a disciples. The question is, do we make good Christians or make disciples? Question, are you a good Christian or a disciple? You ask yourself that question. Next, it says here, nations. Make disciples of all nations. And the word nation, the Greek word of this is ethnos. It means people, group, which goes to this statement that we go to disciple the nations. And these nations, wag nating i-confuse tong word na to. Kasi akala natin, when you say, I'm gonna go and make disciples of all nations, I will leave the country, get my passport, my Bible, leave the country, and go to other nation. It doesn't necessarily mean by that. What does this mean is that we are to disciple the people group in our school. Sino sa inyo dito sa klase nyo may kanya-kanyang grupo yan? May grupong mabait, pasaway, maganda, pangit. Okay, may mga ganun na grupo. Okay? Mga rakista, mga ganun, di ba? So different. And basically, hindi lahat tayo dito, hindi tayo friend ng everybody. Meron kang circle of friends, right? You know what? That's your people group. Are you here? You disciple them. Maybe your people group is your section or your block. You disciple them. Or maybe your people group is another department of the school or another year level. If you're a freshman, of course you disciple freshmen. You can disciple second, third, fourth. So those are your people group. Okay, wag natin i-confuse yun na I have to go to somewhere else. And I like how Pastor Steve said this during our summit just the last 3 days. You don't have to leave your campus to reach the world. In fact, you want to reach the world? You can start with your campus. You can start with your people group. You can start with your bitter friend. You can start with your lost friend. You can start with your classmate who is teasing you. Wala ka bang girlfriend, wala ka bang boyfriend. So what? Come on. So what? You disciple them. Talking about this context is in San Carlos, we have this university called Virgin Milagrosa University Foundation. And this university that I'm reaching out is composing of more than 500 foreigners. Meron silang kinikater na foreigners. And I knew that even though I don't have to go to the nations, I can disciple the world through discipling these people. Just last Saturday, we had this dinner, sem-ender party. So, medyo madilim lang po yan. Hindi po sila maitim. Madilim lang po yan, okay? Alright? And you know what? Guys, there are five nations represented there. Philippines, India, Nepal, Ghana, South Africa. Okay? And Nigeria. So, I am in the Philippines, but I'm discipling the world. In fact, I have started one-to-one with this guy. He accepted Christ just August 2. This person, he's an Indian guy, and he is he had this Hindu background. And he accepted Christ. He's now a follower of Jesus. Can we give a hand to the Lord for that? Guys, you don't have to leave your campus to disciple the world. You start with your own people group. All right? Verse 20. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Another translation, to observe means to obey. And for some of us here, actually I call this is the one of the great and neat part of discipleship. Because you will tell the disciple of Jesus Christ to follow instructions. There was one story that I have. Exam daw ng klase niya. And then, the questions of those test paper are so easy. It's very easy. Kaya na college exam yan, kayang sagutan ng grader school. Ganun katali. And you know, the instruction goes, read first before you answer. So yung mga estudyante, they were so, grabe kayo, magma-perfect ko to. So 1 to 50 yon, and then 1 to 40 sinagutan. Ang galing, andali talaga. But you know, in number 50, sabihin ganun, do not answer 1 to 49. So they all failed. They got zero. They got nothing. Why? They didn't follow instructions. As a disciple of Jesus Christ, we are called to follow instructions. To the point of we're not following instructions, we better check ourselves. We go to teach them to obey. And I want to know, guys, who may you believe in Jesus? Great. As a believer of Jesus Christ, what comes with it is obedience. Faith comes with obedience. I have a story. I just came from Israel for 14 days. And you know what? Me going there is a miracle. You know why? The story is, I was just given that opportunity to go to Israel. Last August 17, nagkausap kami ng kaibigan ko, bro, as we still have a slot, you wanna go? And 1 month and 5 days na lang ang natitira. Okay? And I don't have money. But sabi kong ganon, kasi before niya sinabi sa akin, alam ko na pupunta sila sa Israel. And they've been preparing this for 5 months. And in fact, yung kaibigan ko na pupunta na yon, sinama niya ako sa prayer group na, Lord, please pray for me and raising my support going to Israel. So I'm praying for that person. And then come that day of August 17, he asked me to go with him. Kasi there still have a slot. Nung narinig ko yon, parang ting! Kunan ako, oo, pwede to. Di ba, kamo niya, you had those times in your life. When you hear something and you like it, it's like, ganun ka. So what I did, bro, I don't have money, but I will say yes. And here you are, nakabalik na ako. Ito yung mga kasama ko, ito yung paalis na kami. And then, this one is where we are in the Mount of Olives. I'm showing this picture just to let you know na totoo talaga, pumunta ako. Hindi po ako nagbibiro, okay? Hindi lang po ito kwentong kalye. I really went there. This is the proof. And itong place pong ito, this is the Mount of Olives, and this is where Jesus ascended into heaven and to tell this great commission to go and make disciples. All right? I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ, but it took me an act of faith. I just obeyed. For some of you here, you believe in Jesus. Good. That's good. But do you act in faith? Do you obey His words? Do you obey those words that your leaders has been giving you? Or has been given to you? Nag-o-obey ka ba? Or you're just, okay lang naman ako eh. comes with it is a step of faith. It's an action. I'll tell you another story. We attended this Feast of Tabernacles for, I think, 5 days. And during the session, there was one time, Cindy Jacobs? She's one of our speakers. And during the ministerial part, she is praying, and then she asked this question. For some of you here, you went here in Israel because you sold your house, and everybody is quiet. Nobody wants to raise their hands. Parang hufumi here, you come here in Israel because you sold your house. Nobody raised their hands. And then she repeated that question. I believe that there's someone of you here. You went here because you sold your house. And then this guy raised his hand and he was crying. Okay? Why? Because he obeyed costing something. Binenta niya bahay niya. Hello? For some of you here, you are a follower of Jesus Christ, it will cost you something. Okay? Following Jesus is that simple. But it's the best decision you'll ever make. And it cost him his house. What about you? What are those things that you need to leave behind? You need to give up. You need to give in to the Lord. What are those things that you need to surrender? I believe God is talking to you right now. It's not enough to have faith in God. We must also have to obey Him. And next is, I am with you always to the end of the age. What that this means is that as we go, Jesus will go with us. Whenever you go, don't you worry, you're not alone. Jesus is with you. He will be with you. I want to tell you a secret. You wanna listen to a secret? Si malaman? Mukha yun yata. Yung mga nag-guest, pwedeng tayo nalang mag-usap-usap. Okay, you want to hear a secret?
Yes!
Okay, when we were there, there was a rabbi who taught us. A rabbi, Jesus is also called rabbi in the New Testament. And then a rabbi taught us how to win the Jews. You know, basically, the Jews don't believe in Jesus as the Messiah. Okay? In fact, they don't have Christmas there. But we have this Messianic Jew who believes in Jesus. And what happened was, he taught us how to win the Jews. How to win them. Basically, these Jews or Israelites, in Israel, of course, they obeyed the law, like the Torah or the Mosaic law. You know the Mosaic law, it's basically in the New Testament. They memorized that. Okay, the whole Mosaic law, they memorized that. Umi here, you memorize even a single scripture of the Bible. May memorize ka ba? Okay, right now what I'm doing is that I'm trying to memorize Ephesians 1. And I'm halfway in it. Okay? And I'm planning to memorize everything in Ephesians. That's what I do right now. I'm memorizing this things. And these Jews, they memorize everything. In fact, they're obedient to the law. They're obedient. But what is missing is they don't have faith in Jesus. Tayo, we have faith in Jesus and obedience na lang ang kailangan natin, right? Sila, obedient sila, but they should have faith in Jesus. So both goes hand in hand. Are you here? Now, sabi niyang ganun, the only way to reach them out is through this. You make them jealous that you love God. Okay? You make them jealous that you love God. You make them jealous that you worship your God. You make them jealous that you love God more than them. That's the secret. And I tell you right now, if you are reaching out to your friends, you make them jealous that you love God more. If you want to reach them out, baka naman hindi na nila napapansin na Kristiyano. Ay, Kristiyano ka pala. May nag-invite sa kanya sa youth service. Oh, andito ka pala. Hindi ko alam Kristiyano ka. Are you here? You make them jealous. You make your friends jealous. You make your classmates jealous. Okay? When in the classroom, pag sabi ng teacher, let's pray before we start, you start to pray. Thank you, Lord. We love you so much. In Jesus' name. You make them jealous. You make them know that you love God. And natry nyo na ba to na, bro, anong meron sa'yo? But parang iba, blooming ka ngayon. Parang iba ka ngayon. Why? Sabi mo, I have Jesus. Are you here? I remember a story. Pagbalik ko ng Israel, I was talking to a Nepali. And I was sharing to him my experience in Israel. And then, you know, grabe, I encourage you to go there. And then sabi niya sa akin, oh bro, yeah, I really like what you said. And when the moment that you're speaking to me, I can see Jesus in you. Sabi niya sa akin. And after that, I just prayed for him. Then he just went. Guys, how about your classmates? Do they notice Jesus in you? Do they see that? Do they see your love in God or you're just quiet? I don't care. You're gonna go to hell. Hindi po dapat tayo ganun. You make them jealous that you love God. Before I end, I would like to read the same text that we read, but it's a different version. It's called CJB or the Christian Jewish Bible version. And says, therefore go and make people from all nations into Talmidim. Talmidim means disciple. Immersing them into the reality of the Father, the Son, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And this word immerse, you know what guys? As Christians, we have to be immersed into the presence of God. And while reading this, I remember this. Whom here, you know, you have eaten a pickled carrot or yung achara. Nakakain ka na ng achara? Na-try mo na yon. Okay, and just like this picture. What is this? It's a pickled carrot. Alright? It's still carrot, right? Carrot pa rin siya, hindi nag-iba. But the taste is different. Tama? In the same way with us, when we are immersed into the presence of God, they would see us different. They would see difference in us to the point of, nung bago ako na-reach out, I saw this girl, sabi ng ngayon, anong meron sa girl na to? But parang iba siya, iba yung aura niya. And then when I was invited into the church, I saw her, sabi ko, kaya pala, iba yung aura niya. Why? Because this person loves Jesus. Okay, when we are immersed into the presence of God, we will be changed. And people will see that, people will notice that. That whenever they talk to us, they're gonna see Jesus in us. We're not saying that we're Jesus, we're not Jesus, but they see the character, the Christ-like character in us. Why? We're being immersed. Immersed to where? To the Father, Son, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Just have time with God. Just have that quiet time with God. Who may hear, you're doing a quiet time. Okay? Who may hear, you don't know quiet time. Quiet time just means you just quiet, have time. No. Quiet time means you have a quality time with God. You're enjoying your Bible reading with God. And in my quiet time right now is after I read a certain chapter, what I do is that I make a one statement. Parang sinasummarize ko siya. This is what I learned. The whole chapter 1, I summarized it. Why? Because I love to be in the presence of God. And that's how you can win your friends. You make them jealous that you love God. Basically, I want to end with this. You have to be immersed in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. When you're immersed in the Lordship of Jesus, you're going to like it. Your life will never be the same. When you understand that this Lordship is something greater, it's something that would fulfill your life, you know what? You're going to like this. You will be a follower of Jesus 24/7. You will be a disciple 24/7. Did you learn something? I want to invite you to please stand and I'm going to pray. I want to pray for us right now. Can we close our eyes, bow our heads, and we will pray. Thank you, Lord, for the life of these precious people of yours. I just believe, God, that you have a calling and the destiny in them. You have prepared them for something greater. And I pray, Lord, that they would understand what Lordship is all about. That we're not playing games here. But what we're doing, God, is we're so committed in that word Lordship because we want to be immersed into your presence. And as we worship you, as we sing this song right now, God, Lord, help us, Lord, to understand. Help us, Lord, to encounter you, God. I want to pray for specific people right now. For some of you, you've been a Christian maybe for months, years now, but it seems like there's dryness in you. It seems like you've been struggling. And for some of you, you are about to quit. But I want you to know that God will never quit on you. He will never let you go. And if you are that person, I want to pray for you. I want to pray that the grace of God would restore you, that the grace of God will carry you. If you are that person, please raise your hand. Good. Good. Just raise your hand. Good. Lord, I pray for this people. God, you love them so much. You value them. I feel like the Lord wants to speak to you. That the Lord is saying, my son, my daughter, good job. You've been struggling, but good job for holding on. Because I'm going to give you my grace. For my grace is sufficient in times of weakness, says the Lord your God. So Father, refresh these people, God. No more lies, Lord, that they're not doing good, that they're not doing enough. No more lies, God, because in your eyes, Lord, it's not about what I do. It's not about what we do, Lord, but it's about what you have done for us. And I pray, God, you refresh them. You restore their faith. You bring back that fire, that passion. Rekindle that, Lord, once more. In Jesus' name.